Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 9, Number 1, January 2023. Article Number 6, Original Research Article. Waste Processing Techniques at the Landfill Site Using the Material Flow Analysis Method. Authors, B. Ratnawadi, M. Yani, S. Suprihatin, H. Harjomajojo. Corresponding Author, B. Ratnawadi. Abstract, background and objectives, waste remains an issue in tandem with the development of the local community. The quantity of waste that is stockpiled in the landfill impacts the amount of leachate, resulting in emissions and reduced landfill capacity. The main challenge for its management is choosing the most cost-effective method to minimize leachate and emissions and increase the amount of waste that is stockpiled, resulting in a longer service life of the landfill. This study aimed to select the treatment at a landfill site. Methods, field observations and sampling of waste composition were carried out at the Clayton Regency. Waste composition sampling was carried out over several years. Material flow analysis was used to calculate the amount of leachate, emissions, and waste in the landfills. The effectiveness and benefits of the treatment scenarios were compared. Findings. The waste consists of 55% organic, 24% plastic, 10% paper, 3% wood, 2% cloth, 1% glass, 1% metal, and 4% others. The processing scenarios were determined based on this composition. Four prospective scenarios were identified: 1. Waste processing with composting, 2. Composting and reuse, reduction, and recycling, 3. Waste to energy, and 4, the combined process of scenarios 1 to 3. All treatments carried out can reduce leachate by 5.09 to 14.32%, emissions of 11.31 to 44.48%, waste 14.13 to 65.97 tons day in the landfill, and can extend the service life of the landfill by 3.14 years. Conclusion, material flow analysis was used to calculate the waste processing, emission rate, and leachate production from the four processing scenarios. The reduction of leachate and emission was affected by the treatment used. Combined processing can reduce leachate and emissions and extend service life. The selected processing alternative must also consider the benefit-cost ratio. Scenarios and have a benefit-cost ratio of more than 1, which means that the processing is feasible to implement. Scenario 4 has a higher investment cost, so, the scenario that can be applied to the Trokden landfill is Scenario 2 with a small investment cost, capable of reducing polluters, extending the landfill service life to more than 4 years, and a benefit-cost ratio of more than 1. Keywords: benefit-cost ratio, composting, landfill capacity, solid waste management. You can read full article at gjesm.net.